Blog Talk Radio.
From that fateful day when stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man. Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself. When I give the word, throw the first switch.
You've got it, master.
Get ready. Get set. Go! Throw the second switch! Throw the third switch!
Not the third switch!
Throw it, I say! Throw it! Life! Life, you hear me? Give my creation life!
Discretion advised.
I know you're gonna dig this.
This is mandatory. But don't worry, you know what? You're gonna learn plenty.
Oh my God!
I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I love strippers. Oftentimes you find them on
Dave Chris. PerfectlyHarmlessRadio.com.
Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking.
So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Dave Chris.
Oh my God.
I'm not nervous in front of them. They're my subordinates.
No, we're not.
Yes.
You are.
Dave Chris.
And I misspelled the word failure.
You know, we ought to end that whole thing. Yeah. Just have our show be the intro, which is an entire Office episode.
No, I mean, just the Office part where he tells the whole story, and just not just that one last line.
Yeah.
How he's standing in front of the whole school in sixth grade spelling bee.
Did you ever have anything like that happen? I mean, just the classic in front of the crowd, spotlight on you, screw up. I fell off the bleachers during choir one time. Maybe I was seven. I don't know. I was very young. And, you know, your classic grade school auditorium, and we're all up there. And I remember the song. It was that one, something about a tree, you know? I don't know. And then there was, and they called the wind Mariah. Remember that song? Gay-ass song. And I just was swaying back and forth with the music, but because, like, I've got ADHD or something like that, I was swaying in the opposite direction to the other people. Maybe I live to the beat of a different drummer. I don't know. And they whacked me in the shoulder, and I went off. And I was on the top, man. I went off, and I just went in. My mom said she was looking at me, and I just disappeared. And, like, 15 people rushed the stage, you know.
I don't think I've ever done that. I'm trying to think. You mean like one of those things where
all doesn't have to be a kid. I mean, anytime in your life, you know, the whole pants down thing.
Or like when you sit there and you say something embarrassing and there's like loud music, so you have to raise your voice. But just as you say it, the music stops. I can't think of it.
It stops. You go, I'm gay. That's what that. I mean, the other guy said that. Let's see. I can name. Bells. I went on the wave machine to surf, and I fell down and pulled my pants off. No, and the only thing in line were children. So, yay.
Wow.
Yes, it was embarrassing.
No, we used to drink it and talk about going off on a tangent.
That wasn't a tangent, man. That was like a comet shooting through the conversation.
I was thinking about, should I say this because you mentioned Wisconsin Dells, and that got me thinking of a bar. We used to go up to Wisconsin Dells every year at camp. And we used to camp on Labor Day weekend, me and my old friends, and then the one place we used to go to was a place called Niggs, and I think it's still there. And
really?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Drink at Niggs. They used to have T-shirts and everything.
Nice.
Looking back at some
ominous door slamming up there. Well, you know, I came to the conclusion today. I don't think I'm a family man. I really don't. I wait for that day, that moment during the day when they're all gone.
Oh, hey, wait. Do you feel that when you put them in the car and you close the door and you're walking around the car to the driver's seat and they're all in the car?
And you think I could just keep walking.
Well, you feel that sense of relaxation.
Yeah, just 3 seconds worth is you can wait the whole day for it. I would rather be at home and do laundry, you know, than deal with them sometimes.
Well, my wife told me recently, I don't know how it came up. It was sometime near the end of the summer. The kids had been home all summer. And, sorry, there's a strange sound there that I'm hoping isn't.
Look, we haven't heard screaming, so I think everything's okay.
The house on fire. But my son's friends were over all summer, and my daughter's friends were over all summer.
Thank God. It's tough being the popular house, isn't it?
It was bad. And, I mean, my neighbor even put up fences because we got a trampoline in the backyard. He put up a high fence so he went up to see people. But which is really,
God.
I told him, I go, he came up to me, he goes, listen, man, I goes, I, you know, I like you and everything. It's just seeing all these kids jumping, it just, you know, and I'm like.
It what? Makes him nausea?
His back window.
Oh, he spends a lot of time in his yard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And so he feels like, I think he feels like everybody's looking at him. You know, he's, all these kids just out there all
What's
the time.
What's he doing in his yard?
No, he mowed lawn. Takes care of his garden.
Yeah.
So he puts up this big huge fence. I'm like, well, I understand what you're saying. I don't like it any more than you do, but the fence you put up is only high enough so that it's just low enough so that when they're jumping on the trampoline, they can look over the fence. Drop down. Look over the fence. That would drive me even more nuts than just looking at him. So somehow it came up, and my wife was saying to me, I said something about, you know, I really don't mind these kids being over here, but, you know, maybe they don't have to do it. She's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, what do you thought I was? She goes, you don't like kids. And I says, you know, I'm 40 years old, and I think I've gotten to the point in my life where I can admit to myself that I don't like kids. I think she's right.
This made me spit my whiskey, man.
My wife is right. I am proud to say that
I'm there with you.
My wife is right, and I mean, I love my own kids. And if you listen to the podcast yesterday, I had a conversation with my son that was just maybe I still laugh thinking about it, but I don't like any of their friends. Like any kid at school, I just like, you know.
It sucks if your kid brings home another kid and their friends, you're like, God, what an asshole. I hate that kid.
He has one friend that I say who has somehow developed the belief that his opinion is worth more than an adult. And when I say that, it offends me on some sort of visceral level.
Hmm.
How did he ever come to think that his opinion means anything?
Well, you know, he's probably got a vegetarian mom.
Maybe. I don't
a hippie know. Mom will do it every time. They'll ruin him, I'm telling you. We decided to, for my daughter's 16th birthday, and our family hasn't been on vacation since 2005. Not anything. Not even a day.
The family together.
Right.
You and your wife.
Individually, we've done one or two things. Yeah, Connie and I went to New Orleans, thank God. But, I can remember every minute in vivid detail. But as a family, nothing since the cruise. And so, we decided for our 16th birthday, we were going to go to Disney. What the heck? And but we're doing this literally the last minute, you know? Her birthday's this month. So my son's like, Dad, don't yell at the Disney people. You know, because I was yelling. I was like, get out of there. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not a fan. I mean, I see you. You leave the house. You're like, goodbye, baby. And you kiss me. Goodbye, kiss me. And, you know, you shake hands with me. But, you know, it's a pleasant thing. And you're like, you know, this might be the last time I ever see him. I could be in a car. I'm going to be sweet. I'm, like, walking out of the house. I'm like, shut up.
Sorry, the pizza's here.
Oh, my God.
I'm nothing too awesome. Tell me to get
the pizza was $35. I gave him $40.
Yeah. On a night when it's 10 degrees below zero here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's worthy. Yeah,
how much change do you want to live up to? My wife stopped to get Chinese food the other day, and when she ordered it, she goes, and how long will it take for it to be ready? And I goes, oh. He goes, you want delivery? She goes, no, I'm picking up. He goes, oh, really?
Hey, how much do you tip people when you pick up stuff?
No.
I don't
for know. What?
For bringing it out to the counter.
All they did was microwave it.
You know, although I love the new Chinese place down in the. Anyway, you got me distracted, man.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
You know, so there you are. You leave your house because I've walked out with you and Annie. You know, we're going to move you or something, and you're nice. I walk out and I'm like, "Don't you move? Don't you touch that? Don't you touch that? Don't open my computer. You can't watch any TV shows. Don't call." Something wrong. If I call, answer the freaking phone, and then a string of threats follow.
That's you know? your kids, your wife, and
Usually, but we only leave together. Like in the morning, she's gone an hour and a half before I get up. Yeah, and in the evening, I'm.
Does she give you a kiss before she leaves an hour and a half?
No.
I do. My wife will ask
me. You give me a kiss? I don't know that.
Actually, if I leave the house, and sometimes if she's sleeping really soundly, but if I leave the house without giving her a kiss, or if she doesn't feel it, she'll ask me about it later.
Hmm.
And I do the same thing to her. I don't know why.
Chicks are weird, man. My wife can remember every time I've ever kissed her.
I'm weird about that, too. I have a thing where we used to have a fight, you know, and we would always, when we leave the house, when we leave each other's company, we give each other a kiss. When we have a fight, hold on a second. What's that? Wait a minute. Hold on. The pizza came here. Let me see the size of this thing. Is this the thing for us? Because this office is... Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you and Michelle can have that if you want. All right. Anyway, so... she used to, when we were younger, have what I would call the dead lips kiss.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where she would... She would still give me a kiss goodbye, but it would be just dead lips.
Yeah.
And I would be like, "What's we had a big argument?"
Not even a smack,
just dead lips. You kiss him, it's like kissing a fish. And I was like, "You know, this is ridiculous." and I started yelling. I mean, I would get mad when she did that. I'm like, "You know what? Then just don't even give me a kiss because that's not even."
Yeah.
So we had that out years ago. Years ago, we had that fight. And
Anyway,
so what were we talking about there?
The fact that I don't like kids.
Yeah, but somehow it...
I know, it's not that. I just don't think I'm a family man. You know? I really don't.
I don't know. I think you do. You get along with your kids.
Yeah. You know, when I'm getting along with them, it's great. But the moment it all stops, I was really pissed today, man. I thought I was going to kill my daughter.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, if it's... Well, tell the story, because if it's for the reason I think you have a right to be.
Well, you know, first of all, she'll be turning 16 on Super Bowl Sunday, so, you know, she's not a little kid.
Oh, wait, does that mean you're not going to be here for a Super Bowl party?
Oh, no. Oh, shit. We're leaving the 29th. We're coming back February 4th. So I'll miss a show, and...
Well, the show's all right, but... You're going to miss a chance of winning that TV. Can I have your ticket? Because you buy $5.
Oh, man, I'm not going to be... You know, it also means I'm going to have to go a whole week without smoking a cigar.
What?
I can't do it.
You don't smoke at Disney?
Oh, no. Only get the animated.
All right, so the reason we're talking about, for those of you who will be listening to this at some point,
we hope.
We had somebody listening, but he's gone now. But the Cigar King here at Skokie, where we will be doing most of our broadcasting now that I have figured out how to do this, has a Super Bowl party for 5 cigars. If you buy them, you get a ticket for the win at flat screen TV.
I think it's about 27 inch, you think?
Is it?
27, 32? It was big.
32 was pretty big.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead, tell your story. So you're going...
So the kid, Colleen calls me up and says, you know, because it's 1 degree warmer than it is at the South Pole today, so she says, I told Sarah you'd be picking her up today. So I drive all the way downtown, fighting traffic, fighting all the insane people, swerving, road raging, getting down there, finding the right parking space, and sitting there waiting, and she doesn't show up. She's gone out for pizza with her friends, and man, it's so pissed. Now I'm in the studio by myself. While Dave's gone, I'll describe Dave's basement in detail. Maybe I won't. I think Dave is listening to me on the computer in the other room. So I will describe Dave's basement in detail. There's a bingo cage. I don't know what he uses that for. Maybe that's how the kids get chores. I don't know. B7.
That means I wash the dog. Bingo.
The best part I heard was about going
what the hell?
So
So how am I going to get the snow off of my dish? You know, so she goes and
you got to talk this out, Chris.
You think?
You have to listen.
It's like therapy?
You have to listen.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm here and I'm listening.
So I get called because, you know, no one respects my job. And the wife says, got to go pick up the kid. She gets out early today. I'm like, okay, fine. So I get there. I get the Primo parking space right in front of the school. You know, right in front.
How early were you?
I was 25 minutes early because Colleen said, you have to leave
at 8:30 in the morning. You know, so, wow, who is that? That guy's got a beautiful voice. That guy's voice is melodious, sonorous, melodious, fat, sonorous. And once again, Dave's left basement. Yeah, well, it's working. It sounds really good.
It really does sound good.
Better than the actual radio. Okay, so there I am, Primo spot, right in front of the school, you know.
Trying to get my daughter. Finally, her boyfriend calls me. It's her on her boyfriend's phone. You know, hey, Dad, how you doing? I'm like, well, I'm sitting in front of the school. She goes, oh, well, we've gone for pizza.
Why'd you pick her up?
Because it's like, you know, 9 degrees below. It's really cold, man.
All right, but you didn't have to set up prior?
Yeah, my wife had set up with her. Said your dad would be picking you up today. You know,
she just forgot.
I think it was a convenient forgetting. You know, she said she tried to, you know, end up.
Get all my missed calls. You're not on there. And I'm Dane Cook, and you're not on there. You know, check my messages. You're not on there. And I was pissed, man. I went to Borders and hung out for a little bit. I anger drank a cup of coffee, and I anger read some books. And then I, you know, I got back in the car, and they call, and I said, okay. And I also had to pay for parking. That pissed me off, you know. And it's freaking cold. Hey, what up?
Look,
my
brother.
Beautiful wife. Look at her. She looks pretty.
It's Annie.
Doesn't she look pretty?
She does. She's got like a tropical mother of pearl necklace on or something. Yes.
You want to say hello to all the fans out there?
Yeah. Hello, everybody out there.
There you go.
Nate, Chris brought you some Seagram 7.
Yeah. So there we are. And so they call.
Hostel in Webster. I'm going to head that way. I say, I got to get my car. It's going to take a couple of minutes. So I had to go to cash. All right. So now I got to stand in the line with cars to go to the ATM to get cash. So I look like a Jethro out there, you know? And everybody thinks I'm stealing. I'm going to steal from somebody. You know, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't want people to think I'm a criminal. And so then finally I'm driving down Halstead. I get another call, you know, and they're like, we're actually at Fullerton and Halstead. I'm like, I've been driving around the corner at Webster and Halstead looking for them, you know. We're at Fullerton.
What's Fullerton and Halstead?
Help!
Crazy. And they can't stay in one spot, and I'm going to kill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got mad about it. You know, and if it had been like if you had done that to me and there was a good reason, you'd be dude, I'm really sorry. Here's what happened. I'm really sorry. That's a pain in the ass. I'm really sorry. That's not what the daughter does. The daughter's like, well,
like it's anything that she has to do with just.
Yeah, exactly. Killed them all, man.
Talking about kids, honey. You have any. How was your day?
Crazy.
Just licked the outside of her glass.
Oh, my God. It's not over yet?
No.
Oh, no.
My color is the same phone as the same color as Nate's future phone.
I hate the color of your phone. That's the color of this.
You're gonna get that phone?
Well, I was actually in there. So, because you're gonna renew and get the cool phone, right?
Well, whenever he does get a phone, if he doesn't pay up.
That's the dad's right.
Hey, you can hook another microphone up and you can talk for a while. How are the kids up there? You know, everything was fine. Everything was perfect.
It was very quiet and calm.
Everything was calm. Literally, 45 seconds before we went on the air.
During the intro, actually.
Yeah, Julia comes down crying because Michelle hit her.
Apparently, Michelle's got quite the right hook. Because Julia, like, her jaw was, like, offset. Her nose is crooked.
Julia's crying.
Blood was spurting everywhere.
You know, they're sitting there watching Dora. And
violent show.
You know what?
He won't admit it, but he likes
it. He won't admit it, but he likes it.
Hey, I used to watch Franklin all the time. I love that show.
I love Franklin, too.
You know why? It's so slow. It's every other show.
Gets me all going, and Franklin's like, we're going to walk over there now. All right. Now we're walking. Oh, my God, I never thought of that.
But, you didn't realize Franklin was a turtle?
Do you think there's an underlying production metaphor there? You know, I just love the show because it was the only show where my son didn't, like, spaz out while he was watching it. You know? That and Little Bill, but Little Bill pissed
me off. Wait, I'm surprised to believe this show that your son didn't spaz out in the middle of.
Yep. Franklin, he would just sit there and be really quiet, and so oftentimes he'd go to sleep after that. That was the best time of the day, man.
So what were you saying about kissing? Everything's justified?
My daughter just blew it today, and I had to go downtown to get her, and she blew it, and I'm sitting there wasting. I was gone 3 hours just to pick her up, you know, and she wasn't there, and she doesn't understand that if everyone is converging on point A before they go to point B, if you decide to go to point C or B and a half or whatever, you got to call everybody and let them know, by the way, I won't be there. I'll be here, you know, and she did not successfully communicate that to me. So I successfully communicated to her that I was freaking pissed.
I may have ages. I had a different life. I didn't have. I was living with my dad.
I don't think so. I think girls are more like that.
I lived with my dad. They're divorced, so he worked all the time, and I was on my own. I had a car. 15 years old, I had a car. Yeah, but I didn't have anyone to answer to either. And I didn't need help with anything, you know. It never snowed. It was Florida, and I had a car. And
what did you do to your car again, too? Wasn't it, like, painted with...
Many, many different car stories. I was 22 when I did that. Yeah, it was a graffiti-covered car, I guess. You know, your typical hippie car, except I was a skate punk, so it was a skate punk car, you know. But when I was 15, I had a Dodge Dart.
I had one.
Slant six or a flat top?
No, I had a...
You're talking to the microphone, Dave.
The Duster?
No, that's not a... The Duster's different.
Oh.
That's almost... That you're thinking... That's like a like a Nova. The Duster and the Nova...
Oh, really? Well, I had a 1969 Duster. Yeah, well, I don't have cars. No, I had a 1970 Dodge Dart. It was square. It was the squarest car. It was like a cartoon of a car. It was so square. You could cut yourself on the edge by the headlights if you weren't there. It was perfectly square. And it was the same color as, like, the school walls. That sick tan color. Like,
really?
If the dumb kid in class throws up.
Black, green. It was green.
Yeah.
It's because they took the dark cut. But I had it, you know, floored at 15. I mean, we'd pile into it at the end of the day at school. None of us would go home. We'd go to the river and swim and stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. We'd drunk all the time. There's nothing like going drunk and canoeing.
Thing that you always talk about.
In a van down by the river.
Right.
Yeah. I'm terrified to let my daughter drive. She'll be reading the road signs and just plow into somebody, you know?
She's got to learn, though.
Well, you know,
my daughter's learning is exclusively academic. Does not learn, nor, yeah, I mean, okay, she got an A in Arabic, that's fine, okay, and, I mean, she's doing, her math now is so complicated that my wife can't do it, which is pretty good, and, so, yeah, it's all books, but she doesn't have a prep book, so like today, you know, I mean, she just didn't know she should call, and,
you know what, though, you can't give,
that's a teenager thing,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was the confusion.
Well, now I feel bad. I probably shouldn't have been so hard up. Yeah. Yeah. I've really been trying in the last year. I've been trying to never yell. That's my goal, never yell. I don't really make that goal.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't do that either. I mean,
you could try.
I'm of the opinion you should never.
Your dad didn't yell, but your dad raises his voice a little bit, and I mean, that's not something I don't.
The loud talk.
Yeah,
that's even creepier.
I could yell.
But you speak.
My kids would, but you know, grandpa. A little bit tighter.
Yeah. Do you think we're gonna get that?
No.
When we're grandpas, do you
no.
think we're? You really don't? Because my kids. What do you think?
I think that when you're a grandpa, you don't have to discipline. That's not your job. Your job is to have fun.
But that's what I'm talking about.
So if you happen to discipline, yeah, I think they will listen a lot faster because they're not used to listening to you doing that 7 days a week.
My stepfather, the kid's, you know, granddad, for all intents and purposes, he's like the kid whisperer. He never raises his voice, never sounds angry at all, and he'll just, you know, he'll say, you might want to go sit over by the TV or something. No, just go do it.
It'll be caller ID, but this way we'll be able to hear you.
Use mine. Don't use her. She's waiting on a call. Oh, apparently so am I.
I'm just trying to make it so that we can hear each other.
We have a no-fee situation.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Well, here, use my phone. My phone's right here.
No. I've already called the janitor.
I'm
just waiting for him to call.
Okay, no. Yeah, so
and you don't think about that stuff, you know, except on days like this when the heat happens to be not working. So I'm trying to get a hold of the janitor.
That's kind of perfect. Sometimes we get to tickle one of your kids. Or one of your wives.
One of your wives.
Everybody has more than one. All right, now the sound is coming through the phone, the microphone, so that it's not going to work. Oh, it's Chris Garlington looking for the burn.
Why?
Here, go in the other room.
You go in the other room?
Yeah, otherwise you can hear
people. You can listen in there, but...
All right.
But there's also a delay, too. So whatever I hear in this room,
go in the other room.
It's going to be 5 minutes past when you actually set it. There's also a delay, too. Whatever I hear in this room, it's
going to
be 5 minutes.
So you can hear it three different ways? So
now you hear it three different ways.
Make it go stand outside. It's only...
You know, I did check today, and we were literally 1 degree warmer than the South Pole.
Well, it was 17 below.
18 below at the advent of... Yeah.
It was 36
feet. Well, that's the way it was in Alabama. I just hope that when we go to Disney, that it's going to be usually 57 feet. Oh, you didn't hear that? My wife, okay.
Tell me what you think about this. You can get a mic here, all right? I need a mom's opinion here.
My daughter's 16th birthday. Make sure she got to go to a cool concert and take a thing to dinner and stuff. You know, cool, but not terribly extravagant. And, she mentioned to my wife that she might like to go to business, but she didn't get a birthday. Yeah, exactly. Well, now at this point, here's what we're doing. The whole family, plus my daughter's birthday, are going to stay at the Polynesian Resort in Disney.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are very nice.
Now, are your boyfriend, are your
the boyfriend's
boyfriend's parents paying for his part?
No.
No. That wouldn't be right.
No, yeah, that wouldn't be right. We invited him. We're going to take. There's no doubt about it.
And you know what? Save her that there's a little
the last vacation she's going to want.
You're like, Dad, it's my 17th birthday.
Yeah, that's really what you're going to want to go
with you.
I do. You know what? I hope I'm not God. I get 38 phone calls. Hey, dude, man, is that your kid? Because I just bought that. Now I'm feeling.
Actually, I think they stopped making it. Oh, they didn't get part of the bailout? The adult film industry bailout?
They did ask for that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, that tastes weird at the end of the glass. That seems like. Well, now it tastes weird. Don't pull
it. It's not for you. It's
oh, good. I tried to make chili last night, by the way. Failed.
I made chili.
I failed.
I don't understand what that, why that's such a big deal.
Right.
I don't get a picture.
I was making.
Hot dog bun and the hot dog series. You buy a package of hot dogs, you get those. You buy the buns, it will never match up again.
I read somewhere that there's a reason for that, but I forget what it is.
He borrowed the noodles from macaroni and cheese,
oh, dude.
Put in the chili because he didn't notice that I bought other noodles.
Yeah.
So now we've got a package of cheese. And
two problems. Noodles. Yeah, now you got to lose a row.
I figure you're
going to
double cheese.
Well, that's a good
thing.
That's not bad.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Double cheese.
Noodles and chili? Nothing else.
No,
maybe vodka. Right?
Jack Daniels. I make drunken deer chili. Venison.
Vodka. I never had.
Venison, lamb, some beef.
Wait a minute. February. Hello.
Really? Coming up to the chili cookout.
When's the chili cookout? What chili cookout? What do you think about?
Motorcycle club, but it's the Abate motorcycle.
Right. Do I have to be on motorcycle
club? Cook-off. Nope. Cost you like $10 to get in.
How much do you get?
And they have.
It's
people submit their chili for the contest.
Yeah, it's a chili cook-off.
And it's
yeah.
Like Crock-Pot City.
I've been thinking about doing that for the Masonic Lodge to raise money.
Well, you should come and check it out. If you bring a Crock-Pot of chili, you get in for free.
Really?
And you're part of the contest.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So even if you don't win.
I got to do it.
And it's where is it at?
It's at the on Canfield, the VFW Hall in Park Ridge.
Have you ever been there?
No,
it's
I've heard nice
been
things
there
about
forever,
it.
And it's just, it's really cool inside. There's like two parts to it, right?
Yep.
And there's a bar, like a full bar, and then a big party room and kitchen and
there's bands,
parking and
the beers.
Is it like a newer building?
No.
It looks like. Well, it looks
no.
Like.
It's been there. When I was a kid, it was there.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
It's in Park Ridge. Is it by an elephant can paint?
Canfield.
No, it's right by the expressway.
No,
right
it's like Canfield and the Kennedy.
Yeah.
Canfield.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never
you
seen
it. By
the Walgreens is when you get off the expressway.
No. The hell are you talking about?
Cumberland, Canfield, when you're on the expressway. Canfield, you can
oh, that's Park Ridge?
Yeah,
it's Park Ridge.
Oh, I'm thinking.
It's probably the dividing line.
Yeah.
I think it is, because Canfield is probably
that's where, like,
line.
Park Ridge people buy crack is right. That's like their south side, right?
I don't think so.
No?
It's like Oriel Park neighborhood, but it's like the.
Yep. At least you have to. That'd be 41st birthday, though. Do you think it's cool we're bringing a boyfriend?
No.
He's going to be attached to me by a chain the whole time. Yeah, that's true. Hey, he's a nice kid, too. When they started dating, I said, let me see your iPod. And I spoke to his iPod and like, that's a really good collection.
Can I rip some of these? That's a great record. Not one song, not one stupid song on it. They're all really good songs. And Manny's a good guitar player. So.
Right. He's
Southern, so what more could you ask for, right?
Yeah, I mean, every guy wants his daughter to be dating a hillbilly guitar player.
Bag.
You know what? Nobody that dates your daughter is a good guy.
Right? Oh, wow. Anti-radio there. What's the number that people should be calling? Do you have it written down somewhere? Okay, hang on.
646-929.
I need to call my attorney. 6.
You need to, Hey, how you doing? I want you to call into the radio show. Why? Oh, okay.
When you're
okay, never mind.
Have your daughter call.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we got to go. Bye. Yeah, she hung up on me. She found us on the radio show. Can we call out from the radio show?
I don't know.
There's got to be a way. Call my house.
Let's see. I don't know if we can.
So, my dish is covered in snow and ice, so I haven't been able to watch TV for 2.5 days.
Yeah, people at work were complaining about that, and I'm wondering why ours isn't.
Do you have cable or dish?
Dish.
You're freaking lucky. That's why.
Is there a lot of people that you've heard this?
I haven't heard of anyone else, but I'm sure it's happening all over Chicago.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Can't dial out?
No, I can't. If we can, I can't figure it out.
So, you know, last night, I know myself well enough that I should not put a ladder. That would not be smart. With a broken bone and a cap would occur. So the ladder's out. I don't have a long pole that I could use. All right, go ahead and check that. Yeah, that's what you could. So I'm sitting in the house, and like the dog brings me the tennis ball he wants to play. And I'm like, oh, ding! So I wasn't even near my house. That's how bad it was. And then the tennis ball, the only one I have, disappears into the snowbank. And it didn't work. I go back inside and I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And I remember those airsoft pistols.
When we went to the fish camp.
Yeah. So now it's 4:30, so that means it's pitch black dark outside. And so I throw on my jeans, my big boots, my hoodie, and a black leather jacket, and take my pistol that looks extraordinary. Every house in the neighborhood has like a glowing neon sign that says, "We call police."
You're lucky to get shot.
I know, and half the people in the neighborhood are cops, and none of them like me. You know, and so I'm standing out in my yard with a pistol, and I'm aiming it, and, you know, it's got the little laser scope, so I've got perfect aim, totally missed every time. And I'm thinking, where the fuck are the neighborhood watch people? Shouldn't I hear cop cars converging on me right now, you know?
Yeah, something.
I mean, a cop should have at least driven by and said, hey, you know, what the hell are you doing? You know, and then I would have died in a hail of bullets because I would have turned around.
What?
And laser sights all over the guy, and I just died, you know? But still, you know, although I'm glad to be alive, I'm a little disappointed that it didn't happen because so much for neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
You know, people can just walk into my freaking house and take what they want. My neighbors are going to care. Maybe that's what it was.
They were hoping you got killed.
Maybe they're like, finally. Somebody put a ticket out on this guy.
He's gone round the bend.
Yep. He's got a gambling debt he didn't pay off. Rosemont has come calling.
So you were more pissed off that they didn't call when they thought that it's not that they might have watched you to realize it was you, but that they didn't just.
Well, my wife says, first of all, how many fat burglars are there?
Yeah.
You know, and they say, you know, everyone knows you, so it's kind of unmistakable if you're standing out there. But I rarely wear a hoodie, you know. And it was dark, and I'm against a white-black background, so I had to look, you know, like a thug. So.
Yeah, but you're not that fat.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah. That was my one nice moment for the day.
Thank you. So I'm watching Intervention yesterday because we don't have TV, so all we got is what we've already recorded. And that's the only thing I haven't watched. And I hate Intervention, but I'm watching it. My wife and I.
Well, my wife watches it all the time.
Oh my God, that show is like a house. One day.
You know, so here's this guy who's in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down, from a car accident, escaping $1 million. The bad thing to be the hope is, instantly he's a meth addict. You know, he's got a huge house and everything. He puts his family up, but he's on drugs, and so they all decide to do an intervention. Right, and so the guy is sitting in his wheelchair, and you know he's struggling not to cry. He's like, mark my words.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Mark what? You haven't said anything, but mark.
Idiot. Well, the guy rolls out of the room in anger. You know, doesn't come back, and then he put up these ominous white words in his black bathroom, his shame went off in a thing, and was convicted of burglary 2 months later. And I'm thinking. What the fuck did he burgle? He's in a wheelchair. What did he burgle? A mailbox? You know, how does a guy like that burgle? Like, he gets to the window finally, but then he's like got to drag himself around the house. If they've got a dog, even a little dog, it would kill him. You know, I don't understand how guys. No burglars, please enter on the. I don't
Somebody
care.
Must have. It was an inside job. Somebody must have left.
I guess so, man. Come over here and burgle over here. Moved everything aside to your wheelchair fix.
You know, imagine the conversation at the jail. Burglary?
Well,
can't burglary. You didn't do a little burglary.
And, you know, you see the guy, like, get into his wheelchair from the couch, you know, because no one's going to bring.
And you're like,
do they all sit there and watch him crawling?
Yes! They're all watching him. And I'm thinking, how did that guy burgle? Come on!
The whole family sitting around telling him how they really look.
Y'all got to get yourself to some treatment. You got to get
his wheelchair. Here's how your addictions hurt me, and he's crawling across.
It's like this.
How pitiful.
Mark my words. Drag. Drag.
Mark my words! Wait, if a man in a wheelchair can do a burglary while he's drunk, then he's better off than most of us are sober.
That's a bad neighborhood watch area. It really is. That's the worst neighborhood. You know what those neighbors are doing is like, hey, somebody's breaking into Tamara's house and he's crippled. Go get his wheelchair.
I couldn't pull off a burglary sober.
We can sell his wheelchair for $3.50. Go get it.
I'm sitting there. I was thinking today we caught at work we caught a bank robber, right? Or not we, but
dude, that
I was there. Yeah, I was there when they caught the bank robber. And they caught the bank robber. What he did was he robbed the bank. He got on a city bus going east. No. Then he got off the city bus going east, got on one going back west. So now he's doubling back.
Or coming back towards the cops, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, but you know what? They always go. We always go outward. That's what I always tell my recruits. They always double back. If somebody's running away from you, they're going to try and get back around behind you.
Yeah.
And then go the other way.
Because they think it's a straight line when it's actually a circle.
No, it's usually a circle. So if you're going in a straight line, you're better off.
Right.
So this guy gets on the bus. He goes back east. Somebody happened to just see him getting on the bus. One of the police officers drove by. They got a description out real quick. Excuse me. So they saw him getting on the bus, and they grabbed him, and they caught him. And, you know, it was fine. And I'm sitting there going, well, he was probably because on the cell phone in Chicago, you can follow where the buses are on your cell phone. You can track.
He's a bank robber. Do you think he knows that?
What I'm sitting there thinking is he's probably sitting outside the bank. He knows where the bus stop is. He's going, all right, the bus is 5 minutes away from the stop. I got 5 minutes. Goes in, pulls off the robbery, gets on the walks out, gets right on the bus.
Holy crap.
It takes until she's a bus going the other way, and that's it. And then, you know, by that time, you know, everybody's kind of going around looking, and it's over.
Hmm.
So he, so I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking, that's pretty ingenious. And I go, well, wait a minute, he got caught.
Yeah.
What's the best time of day to do
it? I mean, you think about it. If you don't actually hurt somebody,
yeah,
people don't care. I mean, the FBI cares if it's over a certain amount of money, or if anybody is taken hostage, or if anybody is actually shot.
Right.
But if it doesn't meet that criteria, if it doesn't get on the front page of the Sun-Times, then they'll come in, they'll do the reports, they'll look at it, they'll put the picture up on the wall, and they'll basically let it go.
Hmm.
It's only when people do more than one or more than three that all of a sudden people start, okay, now we have a pattern. And once we have a pattern, then we start focusing on, you know.
So what you should do is do it in one city, then go to another city. And
hell, we only clear 30% of the homicides in this town.
Dude, do you really want to put that in there?
It's open source. I mean, if you have one person that you want to kill, and you're not related to them, and you're not, you can't be put in the same place with them, mm-hmm. you're almost certain to get away with it. I tell you, I watched that movie, the Woody Allen movie that had Scarlett Johansson in it, and it was in the tennis guy, and he murdered somebody, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, Scoop.
Really?
With the guy from, who played the cowboy in, what was that?
It's called Scoop?
What was that show? The show where Wild Bill Hickok, what the hell was the name of that show? Oh, Chris and I was answering the phone while we're doing the show for those guests. Hey, anybody who's listening, if you want to call in area code 646-929-0423. Or if you got a microphone hooked up to your computer, you can call it directly from your website by hitting the push the talk button. So.
No. This is a movie about Woody Allen movie. It's about a guy's rich kid, you know. He's really young, like, yeah, last year or the before. And he's engaged to be married and everything. He's too lucky. And it's in England. And he's engaged to a woman that's, you know, they're both from huge families. But he has a girlfriend on the side, Scarlett. And she's a whack job. She's a completely freaking crazy. She's calling him all the time. And she's threatening to tell him all this stuff. So he kills her. And he goes through and he does this huge, you know, it's really complicated, everything he does. And it's all, you know, last second timing and everything. And then it seems like he's going to get caught, and it's a very tense movie, and he doesn't get caught. And first of all, when he kills her, you don't see it happen, but it really affects you, you know, because up until that point, you're not entirely certain that's going to happen. And as much as she's a whack job, you liked her and everything, but when it happens, his reaction wasn't classic movie stuff. Like, he felt sick to his stomach and all this stuff, you know, and then he gets away with it. Like, just barely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this close to getting caught. Like he's in the police station. The cops are questioning him. And they're asking all these questions. He's being really weird. He's like, you know, he's taking his caught. Well, I forget why. And he goes his wedding and he misses some of the time. And they're just returning somehow to be sick. And so, at the end, you think he's busted. And he goes, well, he's down. And he's like, and he gets away with murder. And it was worse than if he had been caught. And it was worse than if he had seen her before. I hated the end of that movie, and I hated him for getting away with it. I felt terribly guilty. You know?
Yeah.
It was an awful ending to
the movie. You know, there are some movies like that. Sorry, I thought I heard somebody else's voice coming out of our... I do hear somebody else's voice.
I was having a rot. American Gigolo? No, I don't know that movie.
Yeah.
Quite a meeting. That's a good opportunity to feel free. That's cheating. You say, well, that's pretty nice. I'm moving to Maui.
You know, come on, man.
He's rich, too.
Yeah, if your wife's cheating on you, it's heartbreaking and everything, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, whatever.
Hey, if you got one woman that looks like Diane Lane, you could probably get another one.
Why kill her? That's ridiculous.
No, not
man.
Kill her. Kill the guy.
Same thing. Why kill the guy? I mean, he obviously just had good taste. You know?
He's French.
Beat him up a little, yeah. Oh, he's French?
You know why? Because they all live in France and fuck it up. I would love to go to France, but it's full of French people.
Yeah, and, you know, they're just different as bad.
I don't really know anything about French, and I hate them, but I did work with French people for a while. I made a new deal as a typesetter, and I worked on a good shift. And it was my brother-in-law, who's cool, and it was this French guy and his wife. And they were not cool. Well,
I don't know, they were pretty cool, but they were nuts. I mean, they were just crazy, like weird nuts, you know, and they don't have...
Yeah, they don't have that switch. You know, oh, shit, switch. But we have. Like, you know, if I wanted to say, Jesus Christ, man, your hair looks like that back into a brush by a baboon. What I would say instead was, good morning. You know, I mean, we have a switch. They're not like that. They would be like, you know, you're a... Your side setting, God, terrible. It's drunk. Which I know is a bad Mexican accent, not French, but the best I can do. And I was like, I fucking hate you.
Were you drunk?
No, but I could not sleep during the day. And so I never slept. And so like 3 weeks from the job, I started suddenly,
I didn't know what I was doing. And I was terrible at it. I really did suck, but I wasn't drunk.
You ever watch Craig Ferguson?
No, I heard a review about how terrible he is.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, he's funny. You know why?
They're talking about Conan going to the Tonight Show, and how whoever's taking over Conan's show is going to lose because who's the other? There's Craig Ferguson,
Jay Leno, Conan
O'Brien, after
David Letterman. Oh, you mean afterwards? So Conan O'Brien.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
Brett Favre. Oh, Fallon.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Fallon. He's not on yet, though. Is he on already?
I guess the show's on. They're talking about how great his show is. Jimmy Fallon.
Fucking hippie.
It was Dennis Miller.
He's one of those dope comb your hair guys.
Hey, we got a call.
Him and Dane Cook, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're dope comb your hair guys. I hate that shit.
Dane Cook, you know what? Dane Cook is such. When I see him in a movie, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
When I see his, when I see his act.
Yeah.
On HBO or on one of the channels, the guy's a jag off. He pisses me off just to watch him move.
Really?
With that whole shaking thing and the way he talks, I don't know.
But I think he's funny.
But I think he's a fantastic actor. I don't.
Yeah. You don't get his thing?
No. We got a caller.
Well, can we talk to him?
Yeah, let's see. All right, this is our first call.
Is it Nate?
No, I don't know. Hello. Who's there?
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Who's there?
You know who it is. You told me to call you. Hello?
Hey, Mary Kay? Is that who this is?
Hello? I don't think that's the name. She said you know who this is.
What the hell do you want? What do you mean radio? Jesus Christ.
What did you say? I'm locked in the closet. Please help me.
When you said you're on the air, she... I mean, that's...
Oh, there's...
somebody at work.
You asked, you hung up. Who's named Mary Kay? Does she automatically get the show Cosmetics?
No, she's a friend of she's a friend of mine from work who actually babysat my kids. She's really nice. I figured she could come to talk to us. Maybe
remember,
she's
I got a funny
kid. She's married to another policeman. He's one of my old friends.
Yeah.
So I think she's
fun. Man, the cop at Lincoln Park High School, they have so many cops there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was parked there today, and there was a guy in a...
Well...
not all nerds. You know, there's game guys there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's not only a magnet school. It's also just a local high school. There's three parts to it. There's regular high school, a double honors program, and IB. So, but...
yeah, you know what? We were just talking about this. You want Nate to start chatting?
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, CAF has the IB program. But the IB program is separate from the rest of the school.
And CAF has come along.
And CAF has come along with it, too. But it's, you know, I was like, well, it's two separate schools, and they're not blessing people. And, you know, might as well be,
my wife has, I mean, they have to be there at, it used to be 7:45, now it's a little later, I think, in the morning, from here, through traffic. There's not...
You can, but then you got to walk pretty far.
But yeah, you can take the blue line. You have to take the blue line, like the brown line, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not a perfect shot. It's not reliable. Which brings me to my opinion about public schools. I think it should be...
There's your opinion about public
schools. I think it should all be free, all the time, for everybody.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, but that it works in a place like Niles, but it won't work in a place like Chicago.
Why?
It's just there's too much infrastructure. There's too many buses to be bought, trains to be.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta make up the difference in cost somewhere.
Well, I just think that they should sell the crap out of advertising on them. You know, like every square inch should be advertising. You know, you should sell it by the inch. And, you know, and, of course, then you'd have to pay for all the people that deal with that. But I think that it should be free, you know, completely.
Yeah. Hey, we should do a...
This should be subsidized by a porno tax. Oh, hey, Nate, how you doing?
There's Nate. Nate. If you want to hear Nate, you can hear him on our podcast. If you just go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to Nate talk yesterday and ramble on.
I'm a little mad that my friend from Florida hasn't called us yet.
He had me laughing with the, I'm like, his mind was wandering and he was just talking and it was fantastic. And then he starts going on. I said, hey, when your teacher, is this what you like when your teacher starts talking?
Yeah, get on mic now.
This is, you know, 2 + 2 = and he goes, chicken.
Yeah, teachers love that crap. Can you imagine teachers?
Oh, my God. You're so going to fail. Tell us a story about your project that you turned in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can't even talk because he's laughing. You're your own stand-up comic, aren't you?
In his head, there's this
yeah.
comedy channel thing going on.
That's right. That's right. Con is his name.
Okay. Are you read Frankenstein? So, in the end, we had to write a paper that summarized it. So, since he was born...
It's radio, man. You have... Thank you. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I translated it into Swedish.
I think some Bible verse or something. That's on Google. How did your teacher react to
it?
You didn't get extra credit? I just spent the day standing in the parking lot. I don't know who does nothing to who now. Nothing.
So some of our longtime listeners, you know who his teacher is? Do you remember last year when we interviewed somebody on WJJG? That wrote the book against homework.
Yeah.
And then we interviewed the teacher who was for homework.
Yeah.
That's the teacher.
Oh.
because Chicago Public Schools, their budget sucks so bad that they had to drop some teachers or some classes or something. They had an empty class every day that's just like babysitting. And so in that empty class, they either read or do homework. It's terrible. We could put advertisements between the words as you say them. They bought.
Hey, go to the buy Chrysler.
Come on, man.
Most of our science class is just my science teacher screaming at us.
It's so she, honor science class is the science teacher screaming at them. What the hell?
So
what is he screaming like? Nah, come on, a proton is a clutch of the nucleus. Of-
shut up!
You ever go,
science, there's no fun in science.
You quit saying shut up. You'd recognize that we've shut up. So shut up.
How about shutting up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we split up our class. So there's a group A and B. I'm in group A.
Is it like by eye color or something? You guys doing Nazi experiments? What's going on here?
And on Friday, the...
out of the Aryan children are in group A, which is the better group. And everyone who's...
I go to science on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The entire class goes on Friday. Which she hates. On Tuesday and Thursday, the other group goes. But, like, in my group, this is Sean.
That's
and
a girl's name.
My science teacher, his name is Badal.
That's a girl's name, too.
She hates him most of all. He won't do anything. Sean did it with nothing even happening. Sean!
Wow, that's bad.
No, I'm sorry, she's a nun.
You know what you guys should do is whenever she does that, you should all yell out Sean.
Yeah.
You know, because that's rude for her to do that.
Everybody yells Sean.
We actually did. We could not go a day without yelling, without, like, we get in trouble. Sean did it! And then everyone would believe it.
Don't his parents come to school and say, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you give me a slice of pizza?
Chicken.
Hey. Like, you know, the kid. Yeah, you take.
Well, but there was one kid that used to be in my school. I think it's in the next school. Now.
Yeah. Is his name Sean?
No, his name was Javier.
He's screwed up now.
Javier? Mom, I don't want to go to dance lessons. It's the last thing I want to do.
Javier. Get your spandex and come on. Jeff Chello.
Locker?
He would ask people to step in his locker? Yeah, meant to. So I got a question. Do you think that
whenever we picked up a Chucky book, you know the book with Chucky was like or whatever. He'll just like either scream or just walk out of the room with public change.
We used to have a girl like that in our school, but if you told her that that Donny Osmond had died, she'd cry.
She really,
and her name was, what was Marilyn? Norma Jean. And she was, slightly, and, even her nose is retarded. Everything about it. She was nasally challenged and earfully challenged. And, you know, I was a jerk because I was in seventh grade. And I said, hey, Norma. She was like, what? I said, Donny Osmond, yeah. And I didn't tell me, and she like freaked out, man. She like cried so hard it like snot was coming out of her.
Oh,
thought you did. I was like, what the hell are you even doing here?
What were you doing there? Were you in the class?
No, it was this would be like in the you know, outside, like in between classes, you know?
Everybody, the Samuel
Get your
Adams
hand off a beer. Get your hand off the beer.
Would like to speak.
That's,
what's
the big joke going around the seventh grade circuit now? Man, you got a joke for us?
Knock, knock.
Come in.
I hate knock, knock.
Come in.
Who's there?
Now I forgot.
All right, you can't.
I used to do the. No, I can't even remember the one I used to do.
Nate used to love this joke when he was like 3 years old. Him and his friend Colin would tell this joke all the time. He'd be like, knock, knock.
Who's there?
In your eyes.
In your eyes, too.
No, that's it. They would have. I don't know. It would be like, knock,
get
knock.
It.
Who's there? Gorilla.
Gorilla who?
In your.
I don't get it. And they would just laugh and laugh. I like nonsensical jokes. Like, I guess he'd knock, knock, who's there, and he'd just like, the air guitar. That's kind of cool. What's another word for a person who micromanages?
Shut up, dude.
There's also a guy in my class. Probably the most entertaining thing in the world to like questions.
Esther who?
Esteban, and there's this other guy.
Like the singer, the girl, Esteban?
I don't know if that's
and then there's another guy named,
Steven? They're gonna grow up and be the Hall of Notes,
which
is a man killer. Could you please tell the joke? People are growing old, man. Come on.
God,
we could have written a joke ourselves, but. Oh, great. Now you make Dave lead.
Okay, so,
Steven?
Steven? Yeah. He just looks at Esteban, and Esteban goes hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, he just cracks up over and
over. Oh, you mean laughs?
Yeah. Like, Steven will just, like, look at his food, and he'll start, like, cracking up. It's weird. I know, he's,
the
like,
beginnings of,
he totally kisses off to him, because he thinks he's so great, he's not even funny.
Did you just spark music? What do you call somebody who micromanages? There's another word for it.
Switchboard?
No.
Colleen?
Dude.
Your son said Colleen. I can't open. It's not a twist, though. You know, when we go to Disney, though, I'm just going to stay drunk the whole time.
Oh.
When I'm going to get up out of bed, I'm going to order a martini for dinner service.
Find people that like taste so much that it's just close to them.
Okay.
That it is!
What Connor and I are going to do at Disney
Hi.
is we're going to pick like a family.
We're going to be in the background of every one of their pictures, just staring at them like this.
I've done that before.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing like a thing where we hold up a sign in each picture, way in the background, and have it say something. If you put them all together, like it says something. Like, we've been here for 9 weeks. They won't let us go.
Please help us. We've been kidnapped.
It's a small world grows by one every day.
We have at Lodge, all right? We often have a...
Good Lord, kid. We have an organist, right? For, you know, in between time, apparently someone a long time ago thought it's important to sing place music. Well, it's like a church organ, right? You know, so there's very few things you can play on it that sound good. Those things that do sound good are never appropriate, no matter what you're doing. You know?
Like what?
Like, it's a small world. It's a real somber occasion. The guy's like,
Like in a Gata de Vida. It sounds like it's religious.
You know, there was a guy that would do these cool songs like A Whiter Shade of Pale and all that stuff. It was very cool, man. You know, because it's a Hammond B3. It's a killer organ. But, you know, there's very few things you can play on it if you're not getting down.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, you can't really. Not that organ. No. Somebody, one of my friends, one of my old employees actually posted a thing on Facebook where she sang. Like, she's never sang in front of people before, so she chose to do it on Facebook. She was really good. And so it got me thinking about music. And so early this morning, I was going through and pulling up all these videos from when I was her age. You know, it was awesome. True Men Don't Kill Coyotes by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You ever heard that song?
I don't think so.
God, that's an awesome song. True Men Don't Kill Coyotes. And they do Yertle the Turtle by Dr. Seuss, but they do this like a funky blues song.
You know, I meant to put on Facebook they were doing the show, but...
Yeah, well, that helps marketing.
Yeah.
As a marketing tool, it's important to actually use it.
I forgot.
Well, so did I. Because I spent the day, you know, taking care of other people's problems.
Me too. We had an 8-car accident on Western Avenue on the bridge. You know?
Holy crap.
And there was 3 other accidents while they were doing the work for that accident.
Hmm. Plus, that's why I don't want to go anywhere. You know, I don't want to go anywhere.
Plus, we had to... that's just...
These flights we're trying to book to go to Disney, if we book them out of Midway, they're like $6 cheaper.
How much... That's not worth it.
No, it's not. But my wife's going to do it because they're cheaper. And she's like, then we'll take the Blue Line to Midway. And I'm like, we have to carry our luggage?
And it'll cost you more than $6 to get
Yeah. I will kill you.
What? How much does it cost you, am I asking? The airfare?
Airfare, we got it down to around about $1.60 per person.
Really?
That's with fees and taxes. And that's round trip.
No kidding.
Yeah, Expedia, man.
I'll just check that out. Maybe we'll go with you. Can you add some more people?
Yeah.
$160. I was... shooting for 110, but that's only...
Well, you can do it for 83 plus fees and taxes, but it's like a 4.5-hour trip, and it's out of Midway. And I'm like, you know.
For $89?
$83.
Oh, I'd do that.
And then there's one coming back for $78, but they're just leaving at the wrong times. You know, my daughter would have to miss an extra day of school and stuff. They're already missing so many days of school, it's ridiculous. So it's just so stupid that we're doing this. We're going to pay for it for the rest of the school year. She's going to be, you miss one day at Lincoln Park, it's like missing 2 weeks at any other school.
Yeah, that St. Mary of the Woods, you can miss as many as you want.
Yeah, St. Mary. Wait, are you still here?
I don't know how many times I called over to Chris's house and be like, hey, what are you doing home? You got to be out of school? I feel like going.
Oh, shut up, man. I used to be a very easy touch, right? You know, kind of be like, Dad, I don't feel good. I'm like, thank God. I'd roll back into bed. Why is it kind of late, Mr. Garlington? Oh, I'll never forget Pulaski Day, though.
Why would I come ask you?
I get a call from the school, right? I think he's still going to TARS. I get a call from the school. Mr. Garlington, yes, we're calling about Connor's absence. And I go, that little bastard. He goes, excuse me? And I said, he said,
and I go, all right. And they said, so he'll be in school. And I go, oh, goodness. And so I go into his room and I flip the lights on and I scream Happy Pulaski Day like thunderously, and he leaped out of bed and landed feet first in an excuse. He was already saying, I said I thought it was Pulaski Day before his feet hit the floor. All right, before you could see the shadow of his feet on the wood, and he was, oh God. He was just assuming that I'd sleep late and I would never think to call the school. I didn't have to because it's Catholic school and they're going to call you.
Right.
You know?
And why would you call the school?
Exactly. Why would I?
Little bastard.
Schools must love me because I'm really honest. Like, he was late to school the other day and I called up and said, oh, so the Connie's going to be late. He said, okay, well, why is that? But I just was sleeping here.
Then one day I'm like, Connor's going to be late. Really? Why is that? All of his pants are in the wash.
How many people tell you that? Huh? Nope.
I called today. My brother had basketball practice. I didn't want my son to watch it. He was old enough to go home by himself and walk into the house. I didn't want him walking in the weather. I'm
340 when I called.
Yeah.
So I called the school and I said, listen, I told him to go to the gym and watch the best way. I said, well, it's 340. And I don't want him walking home from the bus with him. He didn't tell me that. Or you can let him know what he said he's going to get there. He was, let me get some permission on how he's going to get higher up. So they said, yeah, Mr. Boyd said this one time, he was going to be a call, and this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to go, there is no way, having said that, that they're going to tell him, no, I'm sorry, he isn't going to bust a lot home in 10 degree below zero weather.
Say, well, he'll just wait in the office then quick. I don't know. I was at war with school for so long. Now I don't care.
Well, you know what? The thing is, you have to have rules. I understand that. You have to do there are certain things a certain way. But even the other day, I went to who did I pick him up from school? He had some sort of club, and I had already had my daughter over at a friend's house. So I go pick him up from school, and I'm gonna go pick up my daughter. Well, I forgot my cell phone at home, and I forgot where her friend lived. So I couldn't call and go, hey, I'm driving up and down the streets of Wildwood. Looking like
people peering out of their curtain.
Looking like I'm scoping out buildings for burglaries later on.
There's a white man driving around, but he's not entirely white.
There's a guy in a beater.
He's dark tan white.
It's a beat-up car. He's not, obviously not from the neighborhood. He's not driving a Lexus or a Mercedes or a
his profile
hybrid.
Is middle class at best.
So I'm driving up and down, and I said, you know what, screw this. I'm going to go back to the school. I'm going to use the office phone, call my wife, have her call a friend, find out the address, and just let me know where it's at. I go ring the doorbell, and I could see some parents standing in the hallway on the other side of the door. But... and being one of the people that said this, hey, we have to have better security.
Yeah.
They're not opening the door.
Right.
You
weren't in uniform?
Yeah. No.
Couldn't you just hold your badge up?
I could hold my gun up. Okay.
Probably wouldn't have worked. Not the same response.
So I ring the doorbell. The answer is
yes.
Says, yeah, this is Dave Haynes. Can I come in and use the phone for a second?
I'm sorry, you were closed. But you're there.
She said, yeah, we can't let you in the building. I'm sorry. It's our rules. We can't let you go. And I'm just like, all right, fine. And I get in my car, and I drive home. I drop me off. I get my cell phone. I drive all the way back. It's 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a deal. And I knew, I'm sitting there thinking, if I tell the story and I really make an ass of myself, they're going to eventually let me use the phone.
But it's just too much of an effort. I'll
just
get the car drive.
Plus, so you got to save that one for some time when it's really necessary.
Well, I found out later there was a message from the principal of the school 15 minutes later, and then she called back the next day to apologize to say, sorry, she didn't realize who you were. She didn't realize you were one of the parents. She just thought you were some guy in the street.
Great. What the hell do people think you look like now?
Well, it was...
I'm just putting my ghosts at the door.
You can turn us anyway without the beard.
Yeah, I've been to Disney so many times that there's just nothing novel about it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been.
Poor bastard. They asked me on the phone yesterday, how many times have you been to Disney? I said, my whole life. Well, yeah, sure. They're taking it to 8 and like 51 times. But, really? I said, yeah, you still live in Orlando. I said, ask me how many times I've gone free. And they go, how many times are you going to go free? 42 times?
You were there. You burned it down at one point, didn't you?
What's that?
Didn't you burn part of it down?
I burned part of Florida down, not Disney.
Was it in Orlando, though?
It was in Ocoee, which is next door. And it's like Schaumburg, so that's only not as big.
Is it true you tried to piss on the fire to put it out?
The story is that my friend and I found a pit in an orange grove. What they did, they were buying up orange groves after a big freeze to turn them in, because the trees died, to turn it into subdivisions. But it was taking them a while to get to it. So way in the back of these, they would dig these huge pits and fill them with garbage. Well, the pits were dug at like a 30-degree slope, so you could walk right into them. So we're walking home from the bait store smoking, because we were 9.
You were smoking at 9?
Oh, hell yeah. Marlboro menthols, man.
See, that's what my son's 12. He has never, he's almost 13. He's never, I believe he's never smoked.
Dude, when I was 12, I was just driving.
I was smoking in a car that I was driving when I was 12. I'd go through the drive-thru at 12 years old. I was like, yeah, take a burger and a Coke. How's it going, Sheila? You know? So we're walking along. Okay, we were fumbling with the cigarettes, but we were still giving it a shot. And we're like, holy crap, what is that? It's a big hole. It must be ours. Okay. So we go in it, and we built a little village on the side of it. And it was beautiful.
Then we thought, well, what we have to do is save the villagers by putting the fire out, and the only hose we have is the one that's part of us. And so we tried to pee it out, not realizing that at 9, we don't have a lot of pee. Our urine, our bladder is like the size of a walnut, you know? So it's like, it's done. It's still burning because we made it big. And hanging over it is a dead orange tree. Now, they're still green, but they're dead. And orange trees have a lot of oil in them. And it literally... The whole tree went and burst into flames. I mean, you just got to imagine being there. I mean, and then we look at our cigarettes, you know, and we're like, how did that happen? I mean, so
we run away. Now my house was literally on the edge of that grove of oranges, you know. So we ran into the back of my house. It was summer. My parents left us home alone, you know. So we're sitting there watching Uncle Huey, you know, which is the local ridiculous TV show, and you know, where some jackass dressed like a farmer introduces cartoons that were made in the 30s because they could pay 9 cents for each one of them. And my dad comes storming. We hear fire trucks. We can see smoke, you know. And so my dad comes storming in because they had to shut down work because he worked in the subdivision we lived in. He was the plumber that put the plumbing in on all the houses. It was a huge contract for his business. It was a big deal, right? We're supposed to get rich off this.
Goddamn kids! Goddamn! You know, he did a loss of words just goddamn for like eight minutes. And finally just, I swear to God, I'll kill him. And we're both like, yeah, Dad. And I'm watching TV and I'm looking at him. We're not even laughing. And I go, Dad, how bad is it? He goes, the whole grave burned down. I'm like, which one? He's like,
the one we live next to, you jackass. Go out and look. You know?
Yeah, we've been watching TV all day. You know, and we went out, and about, I don't know, 20, 30 trees.
But
yeah.
These were already knocked out.
No, they were still in the ground, but the fruit had all died. And when that happens, most trees suffer a lot of damage, and most farmers can't recover. And so they just sell the property off. And it was a big deal in Florida. It happened twice in the same 20 years. Once in like 1970.
Yeah, 1970. I don't know. Wait, that's not right. And then again in the very early 80s. And it was just sad because Florida used to be this beautiful...
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally like a picture. There'd just be rolling hills of orange trees. And when they were in bloom, it was intoxicating. The smell of an orange blossom is like, you can imagine vanilla with like a hint of orange and lemon. It's incredible, you know? And then they just sold it all and it became subdivisions and it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But yeah, I set a forest on fire.
Wow. That's what you did in the South, huh?
Yeah. Well, it was Florida. It doesn't count as the South.
The American Southern Gentlemen's Anti-Defamation Association and WJJG would like to reassure listeners of the Dave and Chris Show that the previous comment by Dave is not representative of WJJG's position regarding Americans from the southern states, nor is it endorsed by the ASGAA. WJJG respects listeners from south of the Mason-Dixon line and their sister wives. It would be nice if they could stop eating grits for just a split second and put down this, hey, who wrote this crap? Kill the banjo, Dave.
Yeah, I love that, dude. We gotta get the WJJG off.
Ah, fuck him. Leave it on there.
I want to simulcast this show one of these days.
Yeah, fucking money.
It's always money.
Well, it is nice being literally on the air, you know.
It's kind of cool being on the air. But, you know, we get some listeners. It'll be fun because we can pull internationally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, the hell are you doing, Nate? Go get me Cheetos. Cheetos.
Who's on the phone, Nate? Tell him to call the show.
He's like...
Yeah.
We had a little problem. We have to get to work.
What are you talking about?
It works for about 10 minutes.
No, you probably need to wash the disc.
Right.
So you broke our game? You broke our game. It worked fine for you. I tested it.
It worked fine for the first 10 minutes.
I tested it. You know, it worked great. I tested it for 11 minutes, so hey. That's not that unfair. He's got every version of Call of Duty.
That's different.
You know...
I've given up.
Yeah.
Do it yourself, kid. You're an A student.
I was thinking that, too. I mean, that I should I kind of give up? I mean, you know, I don't know.
I've seen a lot of studies lately on video games, and most of them seem to indicate that they there's more good than bad. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Shut up. They're terrible. They rot your brain. My only problem with them is a problem with anything that I think you should never let anything take over your life.
Right.
You know, and that's my biggest problem with it. I don't care about
Nate does. He lets everything take over his life, except for school.
Should read more.
Homework never takes up his... He does read a lot, actually. He reads every night. He's reading Brisinger.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Those who ink art together. Or ink, whatever the hell it's called. My son says, oh crap, it's got Brendan Fraser in it. He goes, it's a great story, but Brendan Fraser's going to kill it. I'm like, you don't like Brendan Fraser? He goes, no, I love Brendan Fraser, but everything he's in sucks. Which is true. Brendan Fraser is cool, but everything he's in sucks. You know what's sad is Shia LaBeouf is going to outstrip Brendan Fraser in a heartbeat. Because Shia LaBeouf is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's the guy that was in...
And the new Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders. It's just like James Dean.
Yeah, he's just basically their hand in the hat to the kid, you know. Will you shut up?
You're not
on
the mic.
Air, okay?
Nate's having a conversation over here. No one's listening to him. Hey, you know what? Actually, get used to it. That's what it's like to be married.
Yeah, here, let me give you another example. Now, I want you to do this, and then do it this way. What the hell's the word I'm thinking of? What's a person that does that?
Micromanager.
Ah, the other word. God.
I don't understand. What other word is
there's another.
Hey, fill in that word right here. And you go, fill in that word. You go, okay, now here's what you do now. I can't do it because I don't know the damn name. Yeah, that's it. Control freak. Knock, knock. Control freak. Okay, now you say control freak too. I want to get a T-shirt that says, I'm with control freak. And on the other T-shirt on the back, it'll say, the T-shirt next to me should say, I'm with control freak. We are going to have a good time. Because I'm not going to have anything to do.
Just taking a show, you call me.
I could, dude. I'm going to take my laptop. I don't know. Should I take my laptop? I don't know. I'm trying to back out of the hole. I was thinking about next year completely erasing myself off the internet, seeing if I could write.
Yeah,
you really think so?
Especially if you want to write. Also,
I don't know, man.
I'm
thinking about
a knife.
You're so lying. My son's like, he's like trying.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, you can't even hold a pair of headphones and a game controller in your hands at the same time. He wanted a game so bad the other night. He said, you should download for like $5. He's like, come on, Dad. I'm like, you gotta earn it. He's like, okay, I'll be in. I take out the gun. Dad, it's dark. I'm like, you said anything. He goes, but Dad, it's cold. I'm like, all right,
go wash out the tubs again. Ah, gross. I'm like, well, you said you'd do anything. He goes, well, come on.
It already tastes like aspirin. And then you add tequila. Oh, God, it grosses me out. I don't know why I thought she does that. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Anyway, so her friend works there, and so we got a bunch of cases by discount. My wife drinks so much Diet Coke that we need to buy it at a huge discount.
Does she drink Red Bull and Monster and all that stuff?
No, I wish. No. Although my daughter finally started drinking coffee, my life has changed because of that. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Why?
Because no one in my house but me drank coffee until 2 weeks ago. I was the only one. And I'd get up and I'd go through the ritual, but only one cup.
Oh.
You know, and it was like, and then I didn't get to sit there in the kitchen and go, oh, fucking hell, right? You know?
Why don't you get the coffee pot that makes one cup at a time?
Or
is it just the idea that you're not sitting there drinking it?
It's not.
Come over and drink coffee with me.
I drink coffee that was made the day before.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, we make we'll make coffee, and then next morning when I wake up, especially when I wake up at 4 in the morning, I'll just pour a cup of coffee and throw it in the microwave. And I'll just start.
You put it in the fridge? Oh. It's gross.
You know that I used to date on Facebook today, one of my old friends posted a picture of me with one of my old girlfriends grabbing her boob.
Wow.
I'm like on Facebook and I'm like this, and my hands just wrapped like,
girl. Could you comment on it?
Yeah, I said, am I grabbing that girl's breasticle? And
here's your Red Hot Chili Peppers, Yertle the Turtle.
Are you looking at me on Facebook? Try to find the boob picture.
I
don't know if you can. I don't know how it works. My friends are all starting to post all these pictures of us from way back in the day, and it's all, you know, we're all drunk and other things and at band concerts all the time, and just we're crazy. Half the people I'm friends with were in bands, so we lived that life.
Completely stupid at all times. None of us have a career except for one.
You spend a lot of time on here.
Well, that was this morning, but, you know, I mean.
You know who else on here a lot?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Look at her poster. Shut up, man. So I got to show that to my wife. I don't think she ever saw this girl before.
It says yes, yes, yes.
It's in that.
You look really different.
Yeah, I know. I was. It's like your Marine photo. I'm assuming it's you. A little cross-eyed. No, but I'm thinking of things.
Who's the girl?
Her name is Emma, that's all I remember. She bought me a shirt. And when I broke up with her, we walked into the car, and as we walked into the street, I was in the office.
Yeah.
No, street light. She was very nice, but actually, you know what? I broke up with her because there was a girl who turned up the newspaper. She said that if I would break up with her, she would meet in the basement. So, but let me just say,
she made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, I got into a conversation with Nate.
Took my son to a movie. Nate, can you please leave, man? I got to tell Dave something. I can't talk while you're down
Wait,
here, man.
I took Nate to a movie. We went and saw a movie one day, and we're driving in the car, and we're listening to, you
He's
know,
behind the green door.
With just me and Nate in the car, he got to pick his station. We're listening to 97.9, I think, the loop. And what's that guy's name came on?
I don't know.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Nugent came on.
Which
great,
song?
Great White Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Good song.
Yeah.
And Nate goes, you know, I only know the title of two Ted Nugent songs. One is The Great White Buffalo, and the other one is Cat Scratch Fever, and they're both about animals. Isn't that weird? And I started laughing, and I go, oh, Cat Scratch Fever is not about animals. And he goes, what are you talking about? And it took about 30 seconds for his 13-year-old brain to override his 12-year-old brain. And he goes, oh.
Then did he go, ooh.
And he, you know, I thought that was so funny. I told that story to about 10 different people at work the next day. And almost to a man, they go, well, then what is it about?
Oh, my God. Who is that?
That's Kenny.
That's a boy?
Yeah, he's got long hair.
Sorry.
I'll try to be euphemistic. All right, let's see. My wife and I were sorting the china upstairs after the kids were asleep. And, yes, and because light hurts silver, it was dark, and we have our room where we polish silver, and before that is another room. I don't know what the hell it's for, but you have to walk through it.
Thank God. And the light in that room came on, and we heard, Dad, and I dropped.
You know, and I was like, do not come back in this room. And kind of like, what? Wait. And I could hear him getting closer. I said, do not come into the room. And he's like, why? Ah! Ah! Are you polishing silver? I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, ah! Gross! Ah! He's like, ah!
And then he was so nervous, he couldn't figure out how to turn off the light. He ran.
You know what? I shouldn't have said anything.
Hey, you want to hear a song? Let's see if this works.
Yeah, good.
It sounds like you're in another room, and it sounds like I'm right inside their head.
Yeah, well, you have to move back a little bit.
No, I like it.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God, my stereo just went out. That's what she said. I can only hear in one ear.
That's what she said.
What the hell, man?
But I never met Buddy Guy, personally. But I met his girlfriend.
Really?
Yes, and I was at one point very good friends with his girlfriend, and I introduced her to her husband, who was not Buddy Guy.
Oh, really? Man, player.
And it was Attila.
You can imagine Attila.
She left Buddy Guy for this little white guy, and they got married. They've had three kids, and she was phenomenal.
Well, I've got the impression that Buddy Guy was not exactly faithful.
Paula was.
What?
Oh, the persicopia?
Shut up! You're not on a microphone. Keep your mouth shut.
She had the persicopia?
Yeah. So, like, we would go camping.
You're only on the mic when we say you're on the mic. And you're not on the mic.
What, Nate?
Just like Dora the Explorer!
Girlfriend, Kenny? What is your name?
Yeah, no, he just has long hair and a high voice. Not
I'm just kidding. I'm old. I don't know what else to do.
So, we went camping. Well, every year when I was single, and then the first year after I was single,
just this one time.
Every year when I was single, we would go camping. Me and my friends would all go camping. And she came with us one time. And she was one of the
did she ever do this? And you heard this little bleep think? Did she live in a...
Hey, Paula, everybody's on Facebook, man. I am now in an effort to link up with everyone I've ever known, except one. No. I put Nate on my page. I don't care.
Who does that to Facebook?
Who? But you know what? When you're middle aged, all right, and you've been living a family life for a little while, you lose touch with
you have annoying kids.
You have jackass kids with weird girlfriends. You are.
Thank you.
Wow, that was tough. You have some problems?
Oh, horrible.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm done talking.
So anyway, you know what?
Speaking of Nate's farts.
Yeah, let's talk about Nate's farts.
There was this one time, Nate,
a flappity farter?
If my son has any true talent, you know, Michael Phelps style talent, you know, top of the professional level,
you can see
Olympic
now, like,
gold medal talent.
And behind...
And Nate's coming around the turn, and his butt cheeks flat together, and Germany is left in the dust. We've got the gold! Nate Haynes farts the gold! Woo!
Let's wait for the judge's score. 9-9, 9-8, 10-10, 6-4-2.
And
all right, East Germany.
The dead judge was shooting for a 9 before he died.
So, yeah, so Nate, one time we're sitting on the couch upstairs. It's a very hot evening, and I don't like turning on the air conditioner unless I actually have to. So I got the fan sitting next to my easy chair while we're watching TV. Fan's going back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting where the fan is going.
Fan, let me try and set the stage for you. The fan is
delivering air to you.
Put your left hand anywhere. Your right hand anywhere.
Or maybe not there.
The fan is right there. Then comes my easy chair. Then comes the couch with Nate sitting on the couch. We had just had beans and hot dogs for dinner.
So it's blowing fresh air across you towards Nate.
Towards Nate.
Right.
Nate lets one loose.
Which you think would be blown in the other direction.
I am pretty impressed. I mean, it was one of the world-class parts, and I'm not worried at all. I'm thinking...
It was resonant, sonorous, had a nice start, good middle, and nice crisp finish.
It was like a story.
Yeah, and you can appreciate it for that, because you know, shut up, stop. You know you're not going to be affected by it.
And then...
Exactly right. So, I'm sitting in the chair, the wind's blowing across, and all of a sudden, almost as if the air died, and a bad spell takes over, and it's like his fart killed the air.
You got fan farted, didn't you?
It's like the air, the fan was blowing, but the fan was hitting a wall, and then going around the wall.
Like the fan was in Nate's ass.
I am not sitting, no, like the air just did not want to go through the cloud that was coming out of Nate's ass. I'm sitting there. I'm 2 feet away from the fan, and I'm going, oh God, oh that's terrible. Oh my God, you killed the air, Nate. You killed
the air.
I mean, if there was anybody else in the room, they would have been asphyxiated.
Asphyxiated.
Sorry.
Fart dead.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was it came out of his butt, and it was so cohesive and deadly that the fan blew.
And clawed its way to your nose.
And with all seriousness,
I am a fart, and I would kill that man.
Yeah. And with all seriousness, I made him get up off the couch just so I could see that he's doing the damage.
Oh, yeah. Check the fabric. Did you split the leather?
It's a leather couch.
They got noise here.
Yeah, well, had it been alive, it would be now a couch.
Well, what are your rules about farting? Because we're a fart centric family. Like, in one case, we rate them. We're like,
lately, I've had to tell Connor he's not allowed to fart in the living room anymore.
Well, we cut beans off.
Well, I don't feed the kids beans. I don't know what's causing it. I think it's soda. You know? But he has those kind of, like, it sounds like a platypus eating its muddy lair. You know? It's just like disgusting wet farts. Like somebody poured a milkshake into a tuba.
Yeah.
Wow, that really is.
Yeah.
And then you look at Connor, and he's nonplussed. It's just, you know, it means that you are disregarding whatever is actually happening. Like it just doesn't matter. And it's like non-vexed. Like he could care less. And it just sounds like pudding wars are going on in his pants. And so I had to tell him, look, man, you know, I don't mind if it's like a, that's okay. But this other, like,
that thing can't happen within earshot. And God help you if I smell it. But, okay, and so, okay, now.
37, right? For people that are 4 feet high and 109 years old, okay? I mean, you've been in my house. You know, there are times when you got to walk sideways to get to the house, right?
Right.
It's terrible. It's a tiny, poorly designed house. Why we bought it, I still fucking don't know. And it's a corner lot, okay?
Well, the corner lot thing is probably what makes it better.
Whatever. I don't know. But the bathroom on the first floor, because it was built in 1947,
doesn't have a vent.
I never noticed that.
It does.
-14 degrees below zero.
Well, yeah, you can always put it.
All right, well, listen. My wife and I are having an ongoing. It happened when you picked up the whiskey. That's cool. So here, my wife and I are having an ongoing battle, and we need to put this up as a poll on the website, all right? For me, if somebody goes in there and drops a donk, okay?
Takes your kids off?
Yeah, when they park the Buick.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl?
That's right. When they go visit the library on the first floor bathroom in our house, which, as you know,
yeah. They should open a window, light a bonfire, and like do some sort of occult, like spiritual cleansing,
yeah.
Okay?
Especially when there's people over for a party, like last week. I go, you know, Tommy, there's something wrong with you, man. You got to go to your doctor.
Yeah, really. It's like you ate a possum backwards and it died in your duodenum or something. All right. My wife thinks you should leave the door open so that the stink won't go into the won't stay in the bathroom and lie and wait for somebody.
You know, you can go. I understand the thinking. I understand. You know what? When there's nobody at home, or when it's really, I know nobody's going to get up for a couple hours. I tend to kind of go that route because the smell dissipates a little faster. It's worse for somebody else.
You just make it sure you smell the stink.
But it's
like you're sharing the stink. That's what you're doing. You're stink sharing.
It's like liberal tech.
No.
You
said that while we're talking about shit steak and you're offering me whiskey. I don't understand what's going on anymore.
Everybody shares a little bit of the pain.
No.
That's so much bad for one person.
I understand
the thinking. I'm not saying I agree.
It's a unified metaphor, but I'm not accepting it.
I'm saying I understand the thinking. Okay, so
yeah, but
what?
You haven't been in my house when, like, my children have done this, all right?
Man, okay? All right? You know, the kids open the door and they like hit their knees, like, "Oh God, help me!"
It's like you ever see that Larry the Cable Guy health inspector, or is it the baby? Oh God! Oh God! Splash it!
Here's the other thing, man, all right? My daughter's flush-tarded, okay? She's flush-tarded.
It can be bad.
When
right?
The Browns have been taken to the Super Bowl several hours before you've gotten there.
Oh.
Forgetful. All right. That's FADHD. Okay. That's bad. But then there's just that, like, you know, like toilets are contained. Some of them you, like, push halfway down, some you push them all the way down. Yeah. So you got to know, you got to learn your toilet, all right? Well, my daughter just hasn't learned my toilet. And so every time she flushes, I hear, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And, you know, and so because I don't want to have to go through cleanup, I always go in and, like, throw the door open. I'm like, what? And, like, you know. She goes, what? Right? And it's like sucking in a dead corpse. All right? You know, it's like,
Well, here, let me tell you something. This is a story about me. I don't care. Nate,
she's looking at it.
My son, Nate, who's a typical 12-year-old boy, and that cleanliness is not next to anything.
It's next to cleavage, and cleavage is first.
Yeah, for all of that.
Reads backwards.
For all of the, I don't ever want to take a shower ever again,
yeah.
And I have one pair of clothes that I like, and if you take them to push them in the water, you know that. For all of that, there's one aspect of himself that he is so fastidious about,
is when he goes to the bathroom, it has to be so damn clean that he can go through a roll of toilet paper every visit.
Well, I'd have to say, you got to appreciate that. You farted a fucking fairy again there, dude. I have to appreciate I told my son the other day, you can't overwipe. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can when it stops up the toilet.
Yeah, but you
and
have
then,
to have a serious,
then,
you have to have courtesy flush. I had to explain courtesy flush to my son the other day.
I think we have to have a talk because when you expect dad to come down and clean it up because it's too disgusting.
Yeah,
to
no,
do.
Not going
to
happen.
Yeah.
You dive in. Well, I'll hold your ankles.
Yeah, you have to flush like every time you wipe at the very least.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys need to invest in the moist wipes.
Oh, we have them. We have a baby in the house.
Yeah, so, well, do you have the flushable kind?
Aren't they all flushable?
No.
No.
No. Oh, damn, now that opens up another story I want to tell, but I can't use real names.
All right, just fake names.
A grown woman that I know who we will call Brenda recently said, I said to someone who had stuffed up a toilet that I often use, not necessarily my own, what did you do? Stuff a tampon down it? And the person to whom I was referring was not Brenda. That person said, oh, my God, no, you never.
Said, oh, thank you, every time. And I said, oh, my God, no, you don't. What is their design? And
they said, well, I go, they are supposed to be absorbent. And then stop the flow. You know, do you think they stop working when you're done with them? So we've had a long talk. You know, there's a lot of bathroom issues in my family, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in any family, especially when you only have one or two bathrooms.
We have three.
We have aiming issues, too.
Oh. My wife will bitch about that forever.
Yeah.
Who was the one? I shake before I pee. That way I'm done when I'm actually done. Oh. My son will not wash his hair properly. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. He won't wash his hair. I don't know what he's scared of.
You know what? If it weren't for Matt, he would drive me nuts with the clothes. He finds one set of clothes that he likes, and literally, I mean,
my
wife will force him to wash them every day, so they're clean, but it's like, hey, these are comfortable. I don't want to change.
My son's got his, like, carpenter pants and his Led Zeppelin T-shirt.
And if
he doesn't want to change.
Matt, it would drive me nuts, but now that I've known Matt for a while.
Yeah, but Matt owns seven of the same shirts and seven of the same belts.
No, I don't think so. I think he owns the same shirt.
Seven of the same girlfriends.
How a guy like that has a girlfriend like that?
I don't know. He is funny, though.
Yeah.
And you know, chicks always go for the gay guy.
Or, yeah, the semi.
The
semi-gay guy.
Well, I've run out of shit to say.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm done.
You have 5 minutes.
Fuck.
We just talked for 2 hours without ever preparing anything.
We should never, ever prepare. That's what I was going to say about Craig Ferguson. He so clearly never prepares. And his show's funny because of that.
He probably does prepare. It's like George Carlin. George Carlin never said a word he didn't plan and plan on.
Yeah, but it was obvious in his routine. You know, he didn't do his show. I didn't watch his show every night, right? You know, I watch Craig Ferguson like several times a week, and so he's commenting on whatever happened during the day. So, you know, he's
he's
got writers, but he makes a ton of stuff up, and he's really funny.
He looked up at least what happened during the day.
Yeah, I think we should do stand up. What do you think?
Together.
I've never seen that done before.
I think I tell a joke very well.
See, I can't do that. I can't tell a joke.
But I don't write them. I can't. I always tell other people's jokes.
I can say funny shit, but I can't say. I can't tell a joke. You heard me earlier. I'm like, I tried the whole show to remember the. I forgot. Knock knock. Who's there? Control freak. I tried the whole time to remember that. That's what would happen to me on stage. I'd go, "Hey, how you people doing? Hey, what happens when the? Oh, crap! You know, and that would be that. I'll get up and walk out." I knew a guy who was a comedian when we lived in Florida. His wife was my wife's secretary, so we went to see a show one night, and it was, you know, terrible. Everybody laughed, though, because he was really funny, but, like, it was so obvious that he just worked so hard to write it, you know?
Well, my sister used to be a very good comedian.
Like stand-up? Really?
Oh, yeah. She used to do all the clubs.
Know that.
Yeah, until she sobered up. And then...
So she was a stand. She just stood up in the middle of the audience. It's not the same thing, you know.
I asked her after she'd been sober for about a year. This is going back. My sister's been sober for 10 years. But I asked her if she was going to go back to doing it because she was so good at it. And she's like, no, she didn't care that much about it anymore. But I, and she used to just tell stories about me and my family and everything. And it was really funny. And she had a very good delivery. I have a good delivery, but I can't write or remember things the way she can. And so, you know, I think if somebody wrote out a...
not long ago,
and, it is possibly the boringest, most funny book I've ever read about. It's really not funny. Who wrote it? Ah, fuck, I can't remember. He used to write the character that show. And it's like all about theory, so, you know, it's not funny at all. And but it really talks about how to set up a good comedy skit and a comedy stand-up. I wouldn't mind giving it a shot.
Tim South, man.
Yeah, my friend from Florida said the same thing. Couldn't hear.
He couldn't hear it?
Yeah, do you think it's the board?
Because we're not... Hey, what's up? No, in about 2 minutes. You're on the air right now. Yeah. Yeah, what have you got to say for yourself for today? Hello? Hello?
I don't think so. It sounds really good.
My friend from Florida is a... He's a curmudgeon bastard, and he sent me in. You know, I finally got on with a big magazine online from Death by Children, and the first comment is by this guy, and he said, "I'm a big fakey bastard." I was like,
and it's not even his real name. I'm like,
can we use that thing that I've got that lets you put the mic in and bring the headphones out?
I think so. It didn't work on your computer. It didn't work on mine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, according to my watch, we're off the air.
Well, we got 23 seconds left. So you want to say goodbye?
22, 21. I love all of you. I do. Yes. So do I. I do.
Right.
Wow. Knock it.
Hey, what's bad?
Bonnie Hunt. Thank you. Goodbye.
See you later.
Go visit deathbytuner.com. Pick it up.
Who are they?
Is any of them?